Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning are members of Sitka High School Lady Wolves State Champion 3A basketball team. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have Sid Riggs. She's a senior. Zosha Krupa, sophomore. And Coach Sandra Lundvik. A championship season, your first time out of the gate here in Sitka.
Nothing like setting the bar high right off the bat.
It is high, but it didn't, I mean, what a season. You guys are 19-12 on the year. A tough conference in Southeast, but I guess the tough conference must have paid off because you guys went into the tournament and it was, you were the team to beat.
Yeah, well, we definitely had to show up to play every night. I don't think we had any opponents we could just say, yeah, we can just kind of half play tonight. I mean, and I think that helped us to progress and get better every game.
What about this team's journey from the opening game of the regional tournament to the final game of the state championship? You lost the opening round game in regionals.
Right.
That must have been tough.
That was a tough loss to take, without a doubt. You know, we walked out of that gym kind of scratching our heads because I thought that we played pretty well. We went back and watched the film and went over it. And I still think we played pretty well. I think down the stretch, you know, a few things kind of went the wrong way. And so we were able to make some adjustments from that, and we put it together.
Adjustments. And the big adjustment was figuring out how to beat Petersburg, right?
Yeah.
How did it go? I mean, what did you finally do to get past Petersburg? I mean, they beat you all, every single game in the regular season. How did you decode them in the tournament?
Well, Coach wanted us, said that we should win the first 2 minutes in the beginning of the game so that way we can keep focus.
Right.
Turned out pretty good, and then we just kept on playing from there on out.
Okay. And then you had to beat Petersburg again, right, in regionals?
Yeah, we knew we had to shut down Kylie Wallace, and Coach told us all along our tournaments are going to come down to free throws, and we shot a pretty high percentage from the line that tournament and at the state tournament.
Yeah, free throws. Free throw percentage, that's good advice, by the way, for anybody who's like following, you know, trying to pick an NCAA team right now. Free throws in these high-pressure games are very important. And Sid, you should know, you went 11 for 13 from the line against Valdez. They must have been sorry about that. Was Valdez in the finals? I'm sort of jumping ahead now to the state tournament, because it was just the game with Valdez. I was reading about it in the paper, Tom Hess's article. It seems like that game was just, had everything you could want in a basketball game. Was Valdez specifically going after you, Sid? Were they trying to shut you down with a double team?
Yes, they were.
And it kind of backfired on him a little bit.
Yeah.
So how soon did the pressure start on you in that game?
I knew that I had my team behind me. I was struggling to hit my shots, but Zoe came up big hitting threes, Tatum hitting threes. We shot very well all around that game, so I knew I had them behind me.
Yeah. I wonder if they were counting on you at all, Zosha, coming out and putting up the kind of numbers you did in the finals.
I'm guessing that they weren't expecting it, because, I don't know, like, that happened to me during the championship game at Regions. Like, just came in confidence and just was ready to shoot.
What did you do? You had 21 points in the final with Valdez, right?
Yeah.
Had you had a game, a high score like that in the regular season or previous tournament play?
Yeah, I did. It was at the Clark
Cochran.
Cochran Classic. We were playing against Monroe, and I shot 20 during that game.
Okay, so Valdez should have known that Sitka had another threat besides just Sid. So, and they're going to have to worry about you for another couple of years, right?
So yeah.
Sophomore. I did want to ask you also about the opening game of the state tournament. ACS was a bit more of a squeaker than it had to be. What happened? What was going through the team's mind against ACS?
Oh, just first game jitters. Every team's going to have them. But we ended up pulling it out in the end, and that's all that matters.
Did you guys ever find your rhythm in that game? Did it ever settle down and get comfortable, or was it just kind of unsettled the whole time?
Well, in the first of the half, we were trying to figure it out, but then at the second, we got there and,
found your rhythm a little bit.
Found the rhythm.
And carried it through into the game with Hutchison, right?
Mm-hmm.
That seemed to go a little bit better for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did let's talk a minute about some of the other players on the team. How did the other girls do?
Haley is a huge contributor on defense. She's one of our shutdown guards that we put on their best players. Same with Tatum Bain. Kaylin did an awesome job guarding the player of the year, Marion, in that championship game. Marion is a couple inches taller than her, and Kaylin just beat her up the whole game.
Keeping her off the basket?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else? Is that?
Kenzie Campbell. She did an amazing job during that championship game. She was, she was just ready to shoot, and she felt confident, and yeah.
Coach, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the transformation, how you go from coaching a team in regional play to going to state. Everybody knows it's a small conference. It's a three-team region down here in 3A. Suddenly you're going up to state. Have you been coaching one way during regionals, and do you have to take a different approach in state with your team?
Not really, though. I think the most difficult part was the amount of time that we had between the region tournament and the state tournament. That was quite a long period to try to stay in game mode. And so we were able to bring some freshman boys in to bring some athleticism and go against some physical pressure. And I think that helped prepare us. But we tried to just keep our focus exactly the same. You know, my prep is a little different from their prep. They don't see all the work, but we had a scouting report done for every single team in the state tournament when we walked in, just in case we had every scenario covered. So we were prepared.
Because there's no second chance at state, right?
Right. You don't want to have any regrets going into that tournament, and that was what I kept telling them.
Yeah, Zosia, do you feel the difference between regionals when there's this when there's a double elimination and state when it's kind of every game is all or nothing?
Yeah, I can tell. With the double elimination, you could actually play that same team again and then just go from there on out. With the single elimination at the championship game or championship, you can play all these other different teams, but you can't play that one that you lost to.
Right. So it's you kind of have to focus on that very game at that mm-hmm. moment. So you guys both all tournament team?
Yes. Yes.
And Sid, you're going to play in the All-Star game. What is that?
It's an All-Star game where all the seniors around for 3A, 4A play against each other in one game, and I don't really know much about it.
Is it a mashup of 3A and 4A, or is there going to be a 3A All-Star game and a 4A All-Star game, or how's it work?
There's a 1A, 2A game, and then there's also a 3A, 4A game this year. They've split it, and so it's the Alaska Association of Basketball Coaches puts this on.
Okay.
And then there's a showcase, and there's an exposure event for college.
Oh, okay. Are you thinking about basketball in college, Sid?
Yes.
Yeah? Any plans that you can reveal at this time?
No, I'm still trying to figure it all out right now.
You and every other senior.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether they're in sports or not. Zosia, you're probably thinking about next year. I mean, you're a sophomore.
Yeah.
Can the Sitka girls repeat?
We'll try our best and go from there on out.
Okay. What are you thinking, Coach, about your team next year?
Well, I just want to say that the five seniors that we had this year all contributed. We had a fantastic year for them, and I'm just happy for them. We have, obviously Sid and Kayleen that were starters, but Kyla Young contributed big time. Ellie Cagle, who ended up with a shoulder injury but still got to make an appearance in the championship game, that was really special for her. And then we had Ellie Gray this year, who had never played basketball before and contributed to us, you know, with great attitude and great spirit for us throughout. But one returning junior, a couple of sophomores, and then the freshman outlook is tremendous. And our JV program, it was fantastic, led by, you know, Coach Krupa and Bartolaba, and they've done a great job with the younger kids. So we obviously, you know, you all, every coach in the state, when you start the first day, you want to win the state tournament, but there's a progression you have to go through, and I think the kids did a great job of doing that.
All right. I had one last question for you, Sid, before we go. When you were a freshman, Sitka Lady Wolves also got into the finals, lost to Galena. Was it especially important to you to have a title in your high school career?
Yeah, after I lost that first game, I wanted nothing more than to cut down the net at state. And when it came down to that last minute and we were up by just a couple points, I was like, this game is not over until that buzzer sounds, because I did not want another repeat of my freshman year.
All right, and you got it. Congratulations.
Thanks. Thank you.
I've been speaking this morning with Zosia Krupa. She's a sophomore on the Sitka High Lady Wolves basketball team. Sid Briggs is a senior. She's departing. She's played her last basketball game for the Sitka team, but she's going to play the All-Star game, and that's going to be in April?
Sunday? Yeah, April 11th is the game.
Okay, we'll be interested to see how that goes for you. And Sandra Lundvik is Sitka High girls' head basketball coach, and she gets a big trophy in her office her very first season. Congratulations to
you
all on a great season.
Thank you.
And a great tournament.
You.